So the question was asked, when a person upsets a spouse, what's a good way to calm a person down? So, more often than not, you don't even know what you did to upset her. Say if you know, you should apologize. When you apologize, apologize profusely. And there's nothing wrong with bringing chocolates. A lot of women like chocolate. And a lot of women like chocolate even more than that. You could bring flowers. You could write a letter. And that's an option. But what happens more often than not is that you don't even know why she's so upset. So that's where I want us to focus. Because if you know why she's so upset, so women take time to anger. Take time to calm down, and so you'll bear with it. Takes time. They feel more deeply. Remember that. So it takes more time to calm them down. And it's important to realize like why they're upset. I would add that it's also important to understand what culture they're coming from. In certain cultures, it's considered very feminine to get very upset. And in certain cultures, if you don't go off the handle when you're upset, you're not a woman. So it's not uncommon in certain cultures. You're Canadian, I know. But there are other cultures in the world where if a woman doesn't yell at the top of her lungs for about 15 minutes, then she's not a woman. I don't want to say which cultures that is. But at any rate, it's not uncommon in those cultures that a woman is going to tell you all kinds of lines that you can't believe she said. You degrade me. You're subhuman. I can't believe I married you. What?
I washed the floor for you 3 times and you honored today.
Right. I do so much to honor you. I take such good care of you. I'm so dedicated to you. Is there anything you're lacking? And what do you do to me? You step on my freshly cleaned floor. How could you degrade me like that? Okay, so it depends. You have to know the culture. And that's something which Americans sometimes really mess up on, because they marry here in Israel in this melting pot, and they're very taken by the genteel of certain cultures, and they don't realize that masked behind that genteel is certain social norms which involve certain reactions. So you have to know a little bit what culture you're dealing with. You also have to remember that because she feels more deeply and her usage of words is different than a man's usage of words, they're there to express how deeply she feels hurt, so then she's very capable of saying things that you ask yourself, how could a wife speak that way to her husband? I can't believe it. You would never say that to her, so you wonder how could she ever say that to you. And there you should apply everything we discussed in the past about how women use words to express a feeling, but they don't use it the way men do to articulate in an exact form. So if a woman says, I hate you, what she means is I'm very upset. Whereas if a man says, I hate you, he means I hate you. So just bear that in mind. Now, how do you find out what she's upset about? So there's a very useful tool called distraction. Now, what this is about is there are two fronts. There are two applications. We'll play two scenes. Scene number one. Chaim and Becky are married. They had a row last night, and so Chaim calls Becky and says, look, I really want to work out what happened. Let's meet after work. We'll go for a walk and we'll talk. So they go for a walk. Chaim meets her and Chaim says, okay, Becky, how you doing? How's your day? Good. Tell me, how do you understand what happened last night? So Becky's silent. So Chaim says, wait a second. If we're going to work it out, you have to tell me how you see it. Then I'll tell you how I see it and we'll get somewhere. So Becky's silent. So Chaim says, I don't understand. Didn't we say we'd work it out? So Becky says, yeah, let's work it out. So Chaim says, okay, so why don't you tell me how you see it? So Becky says, I think you're right. So Chaim says, what do you mean I'm right? No, you don't think I'm right. What are you upset about? So Becky says, okay, so how do you see it? So there, Chaim's already lost. Chaim's going to start telling her how he sees it. And when he's done, Becky's going to say, you're right. So Chaim's going to say, what do you mean? I want to hear your side of it. So she'll say, I'm wrong, I'm a terrible person, you're 100% right. Okay, could we go home now? And Chaim's going to say, no, we can't go home now. You know, we said we'd work it out. We haven't worked anything out. And Becky's going to say, why not? You said what you think, and I heard it, and I respect it, and I agree with it, and you're 100% right, and I'm a terrible person, and I'm sorry, and let's move forward. And Chaim stands there all frustrated, and he can't figure out what she wants from his life, and then he starts telling her that. I don't know what you want, you know. We said we'd work it out. We said we'd talk. I'm trying to talk. You did talk. Very good. And but you didn't talk. I have nothing to say. No, what do you mean you have nothing to say? I want to understand your side of it. I have no side. You're right. I'm wrong. Let's move forward. Chaim's got a problem, right? Now let's rewind and let's start the conversation again. Chaim comes and says to Becky, how was your day today? This is the key. Don't start talking about the problem. I said it's distraction, but it's not really distraction. It's the female way of conversing. First, let's talk. First, let's connect. Let's spend 35 minutes talking about everything from the sun to the moon to the planets to anything but our argument. And then, as we're schmoozing and we're talking and we're meandering, so then Chaim can say, you know, it's so nice to be able to walk and talk, and Becky will smile and say, yeah. And then Chaim will say, you know, I feel so bad about yesterday. Is there any way, you know, I was wondering, like, how can I make sure it doesn't happen again? And then suddenly she says, you know, I was a little uptight because of A, B, and C. But when you said this, like, really, I saw red. I couldn't believe you said that. And Chaim says, you know, I didn't even mean that the way you understood it. When I said your cooking reminds me of my grandmother's cooking, I meant it positively. I meant it in a good way. And Becky goes, right. How did you mean it in a good way? And he says, well, are you kidding? My grandmother was known for the chocolate mousse she made. I didn't mean it badly. And suddenly, you've worked everything out. But if you don't start elsewhere, if you go straight to the point in the good old male way, you're going to get nowhere. You know, Becky, the way I see it is, and you might not even know where the story began. And there's a good possibility she doesn't even know where the story began. She just knows certain red flags that were crossed. But where it began, sometimes you don't even get to the bottom of it. So those are some tools. Again, we're different people, and it takes us time to get to know one another. And the fact that you mean well isn't enough. You can mean and try to do the best that's possible, and chances are there will be misunderstandings, and you can't get frustrated by the female need to have conversation prior to getting to the point. You have to play it their way. I strongly recommend not writing letters out of anger. Don't write things you'll regret later. Letters should be saved for the positive. Letters should be used to express how positive you feel about things. Remember, a letter is something you can review. A letter is something that you read and reread. You have something to say, think it through, and say it.
When I said letter, I didn't mean like bring up what happened.
I understand.
It's email. Like, say, like, you know, to your wife. About yourself by
a text message.
Right. And another way of addressing a situation is sometimes also with humor. Where, I know there was a couple once that she told him, don't touch the wash because you don't know how to use this washing machine. And of course, he wanted to help her out, so he took the wash and he made the wash. And he destroyed her favorite something or other, I don't remember what. So she went off the handle. And he was like, you know, I tried. And she said, you know, but I told you not to do it. And you destroyed my favorite whatever it was. And they wouldn't talk for like 2 days. She wouldn't talk to him. And, you know, just the cold good morning. Yeah, have a good day. Goodbye. So he made a cartoon. Bernie and Ert, Ernie and Bert. How's it go? I don't know exactly. Whatever. He made a little cartoon. What? Okay, whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. So he made a cartoon of these little figures, which are a little bit easier to make than a complicated cartoon, of the two talking to one another. I don't remember how he wrote it exactly, you know. I can sense that Sprintz is mad. How can you sense she's mad? Well, she's not talking to me. But she's telling you good morning. Yeah, I know she's saying it. I don't remember how he worked out the cartoon, but that was a way of getting in. I'm saying sometimes it's important to use a distraction, to use something without addressing it directly. Find a roundabout way to get there. And And Bezrat Hashem, you have to be prepared. Marriages go up, marriages go down. And so long as you stick together, Bezrat Hashem, most of the time gets better and better. It's in the beginning, you don't know what are the landmines not to step on. But as time progresses, it only gets better.